जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य भूलचंद्र जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय जय नित्यानंद जय जय गदाधर जय श्रीनिवास जय मुकुंद वासुदेव जय हरिदास
हरे कृष्णा वेलकम डियर डिवोटीज थैंक यू सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग अस टुडे on the GBC SPT platform. We're very grateful that you have joined us and you have been actively participating for the past almost 3 weeks. We've had wonderful sessions discussing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many wonderful speakers have been on this platform trying to help us develop the right mood to welcome Sri Gaur Purnim. And today it's our great honor and privilege to have His Holiness Varsana Swami Maharaj with us. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept our humble. Thank you so much for joining us, Maharaj, on the GBC SPT platform. It's Thank such an so honor.
Likewise.
Such an honor to welcome you and to have you on this platform. His Holiness Varsana Swami Maharaj is a resident sannyasi at Sri New Vrindavan Dham. Maharaj has offered so many wonderful services to the movement, right from caring for the animals, deity worship, excavating the infrastructure in New Vrindavan. When Maharaj speaks the beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Sriman Mahaprabhu, it's like he's actually seeing them happening right before his eyes. So beautifully describes the pastimes. It's such an honor to welcome Maharaj on this platform. And Maharaj today is going to help us dive deeper into the subject approaching Radha and Krishna through worshipping Gaur Nithai. So I request Maharaj to please enlighten us. And to our viewers, if you have any questions, comments, appreciation, please post them in the chat and we'll take it towards the end of the session. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you so much. Om Ganatramanda Shyaganajana Shalakaya Chakshuram Tamina Tajnai Shigurame. In the weeks preceding Sri Gaur Purnim, it is an opportune time to open our hearts to not only hear, but furthermore receive the unprecedented gift He has come to bestow. In the third chapter of Adi Lila, the causes for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is recording Krishna's thoughts, in a sense, his afterthoughts. After revealing his Braj Leela and then disappearing from this world, Sri Krishna contemplated, and his thoughts are scrutinizingly recorded in this third chapter, where Krishna was thinking that for a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. And without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. And later on, Kaviraj Goswami quotes Vrindadevi, telling Purnamasi that if Krishna had not descended in Vrindavan with Radha, the existence of this material world would be utterly useless. And that's reflecting on the thoughts of Krishna himself. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the Lord seldom awards pure transcendental love, but without such pure love of God, freed from the fruit of activities and empiric speculation, one cannot attain perfection in life. Krishna was reflecting that for so long I have not bestowed pure spontaneous love. For so long means a day of Brahma, 8,640,000,000 years. The last time Krishna appeared as he is, in his original Vrindavan feature, to reveal his Brajalila for the welfare of this world. And he was contemplating that hearing of my Leela, people will naturally worship me in Vaidhi Bhakti. That's natural. It's the natural inclination of the human upon hearing the glories of the creator, the controller, the maintainer, and the destroyer of this world to worship him in awe and veneration. And the process to properly worship Krishna is Vaidhi Bhakti. And Krishna was thinking, because of my Braj Leela, the inhabitants of this world will naturally worship me in Vaidhi Bhakti. But they cannot attain Vrindavan. They cannot attain Goloka Vrindavan by that means. There's a parallel dynamic in relation to the topic of approaching Radha Krishna through Gauranitai and the process of developing Raganuga in practice of, within the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada explains this in numerous places. He says this Krishna consciousness movement follows Pancharatrika Vidhi, which comes from the Narada Pancharatra, and Bhagavad Vidhi, the way of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, culminating in Atmanivedanam. Srila Prabhupada said these two processes go hand in hand, each helps the other, like parallel tracks on a railroad. Pancharatrika Vidhi governs the temple worship, the archana, establishing the regulative principles in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. And Bhagavad Vidhi guides the worship of Radha and Krishna through the nine processes of devotional service described by Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vadanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So the relationship between Vaidhi Bhakti and its goal in Vaikuntha to Raganuga Bhakti, leading to Goloka Vrindavan, was displayed in the talks between Lord Chaitanya and Venkatabhata and his brothers, Tirumalabhata and Prabodhananda Saraswati. During his stay, Lord Chaitanya's stay during Chaturmasya in Sri Rangam. And that talk is very illuminating regarding the relationship between Vaidhi Bhakti in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan and the superiority of Raganuga Bhakti in the worship of Radha and Krishna. So in the talks between the Lord and those three brothers. And Gopal, a young boy later to be known as Gopal Bhatta Goswami, was also hearing. And Lord Gauranga, in a playful manner, they were very friendly talks. Lord Gauranga asked the brothers, "Your worshipful goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, whereas my lord, Sri Krishna, is a young boy herding cows. And why is it that Lakshmi wants to associate with my Krishna?" And Venkata Bhatta explained that there's no difference between Lakshmi and Radha. And then Mahaprabhu asked, "And why is it that Lakshmi could not enter the Rasa Leela?" And the Lord explained that Lakshmi could not enter the Rasa Leela because one who worships Krishna by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan cannot, that goal is not achievable by those who worship Krishna in opulence, which means really the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. In the Shruti Gana, the personified Vedas were able to enter the Rasa Leela because they did follow in the footsteps of the gopis, whereas Lakshmi was not able because when she desired to do so, and Krishna told her the only process is by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, which means basically Krishna is telling Lakshmi, you have to milk cows, churn butter, and make cow dung patties. And she said, "I can't do that. I'm the goddess of fortune." And Krishna told her, "Then you can't enter Rasa Leela." And she performed severe tapasya for a long period of time with that goal in mind. And still she was not successful. Lord Narayan took her upon his chest in the form of Shivatsa, but she could not enter the Rasa Leela. So this is related to Lord Krishna's afterthoughts regarding his Braj Leela, which takes place only once in a day of Brahma, meaning the other 999 out of 1,000 Dwapara-yugas and Kali-yugas, an expansion of Krishna comes as the yuga avatar to establish the principle of deity worship in the Dwapara-yuga and Nam Sankirtan in the following Kali-yuga. But that is Vaidhi Bhakti in worship of the Yuga Avatar. The one exceptional Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga in which Krishna comes in his original form and displays his Braj Leela and reveals the five rasas, which are not existing in the material world or even in Vaikuntha. Because in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan, in Vaidhi Bhakti, or even actually in the worship of Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda Prabhu explained to Jiva Goswami during the Navadvip Dham Parikrama, there is only two rasas in the worship of Lord Gauranga. He can be worshipped only in Shanta and Dasya ras. And the reason is that say Sakiras, the devotee becomes apparently the equal to Krishna. Now nobody can become Krishna's equal unless Krishna directs Yoga Maya, who orchestrates his lila with all the appropriate moods and words and scripts. For the Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya to be available, Krishna has to make them so. Because in Sakiras, Krishna becomes the equal to his devotee, as revealed in his pastimes with the gopas of wrestling. And in the wrestling matches, sometimes Krishna wins and sometimes Sri Dhamma wins. And the rules of the wrestling is that the victor gets to ride on the shoulders of the one he won over in the match. And sometimes Krishna accepts this role and sometimes he makes excuses. No, I didn't. I didn't lose. I slipped on a banana peel and you took advantage. And the devotee tells Krishna, no, I won, and he forcibly climbs on Krishna's shoulders and rides him like a horse. Now that kind of rasa is not available in Vaidhi Bhakti. It's not available in the mature world or Vaikuntha or Mathura or Dwarka. It's available only in Krishna's Brajlila when he willingly becomes, by dint of the spell of Yoga Maya, according to his desire, the equal to his devotee, in which case they can play in Vatsalya Bhav, Sakya Bhav. Whereas in Vatsalya Bhav, the devotee becomes senior to Krishna. As a parent, and in Madhurya, Krishna is controlled by the love of his consorts. So those three rasas, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, are not available in Dwarka. They're available only when Krishna makes them available. He revealed them during his Brajlila. And he's reflecting afterwards that even though I revealed the topmost perfection of life in Brajlila, no one can attain it. Because the natural response of the living entities in hearing of my Brajlila will be to worship me in awe and veneration. And Krishna is thinking that cripples, that weakens the impulse of love. Just like if you develop a friendship with someone, and then you learn that he's the son of a king, and you can't treat him the way you did before, because reverence has distanced the love. And Krishna was thinking, love made feeble by awe and veneration cannot control me. When my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind away from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. And when a cowherd boy challenges me, what kind of big man are you? You and I are equal. That gives me the greatest satisfaction. But there again, how can we become the equal to Krishna? Only when he allows it. Because that equality between the Lord and his devotees in Sakiras is an illusion cast by the spell of Yoga Maya that makes the devotee think that he is on equal footing with Krishna. In that rasa is not attainable by Vaidhi Bhakti. Krishna was thinking that I'll have to come again and reveal such spectacular pastimes that are unheard of even in Vaikuntha, by which I will make the world dance in the four mellows, which are attainable only in Vrindavan. Once again, in Vaikuntha, there is only Shanta and Dasya Ras. In Vaidhi Bhakti, we are worshipping Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu. In Shanta, which is practically useless, and matures into Dasya as soon as love begins to develop. Lord Nityananda explained to Jiva Goswami, Lord Gauranga is worshipped only in Shanta and Dasya Ras. By the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi means following the vidhi, the rules and regulations of Shastra. In the reverential worship of Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna in the form of Lakshmi Narayan, the unique virtue of Lord Gauranga's gift to this world is he has given us a form of Vaidhi Bhakti which has Raganuga at its heart. Because what does Raganuga mean? It means following in the footsteps of those who have that rag, that love, that prema, meaning the residence of Vrindavan. Krishna told Lakshmi there's no other way to enter Vrindavan, and Srila Prabhupada echoes this in Nectar of Devotion, than by following in the footsteps of one inhabitant of Vrindavan. So Lord Gauranga is worshipped in Vaidhi Bhakti by Sankirtan. And that Sankirtan is the same means by which the inhabitants of Vrindavan worship Krishna. Radha and Krishna in sound form come down as the Mahamantra, the most confidential hymn of the spiritual world. So by worshiping Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu in Vaidhi Bhakti, we attain Vaikuntha. And that was Krishna's concern. Hearing of his Braj Leela, the world will worship him in Vaidhi Bhakti, thereby attaining Vaikuntha. And from Vaikuntha, there is no access to Braja. That was revealed in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatan Goswami. When Gopa Kumar was in Dwarka, even though he was being showered with such affection by Krishna and his queens, he was dissatisfied. And Narada Muni asked him that Lakshmi and Narayan are treating you with such affection like their own child. Why is your heart so dissatisfied? And Gopa Kumar said that my heart yearns for that cowherd boy playing with his friends, playing on his flute, herding cows, whose crown is made of forest flowers topped with a peacock feather. And Narada Muni told him that you will there to attain worship of that Brajendananda Krishna, you'll have to return to earth call upon him with all the love of your heart. So even if Gopa Kumar could not attain Vrindavan from Vaikuntha, how would anyone else? And therefore Krishna was thinking, in a sense, it was like a disservice that he revealed his Brajlila, but nobody could attain it, because the natural response would be to worship him in awe and veneration, which means actually worshiping Lakshmi Narayan, by which the living entities would attain the Vaikuntha, from where there is no access to Braj, except by following the footsteps of Gopa Kumar coming back to earth and in Vrindavan, cultivating Braj Bhakti. So we must follow Vaidhi Bhakti and simultaneously cultivate Raganuga. And how is this practically fulfilled? Once again, Jiva Goswami, hearing from Lord Nityananda, those who worship Lord Gauranga in Dasya Ras by Vaidhi Bhakti, because that Vaidhi comes through the six Goswamis and has Raganuga at his heart, and that is, that principle is echoed in the words of Prabodhananda Saraswati, who later came to Vrindavan. That when our Vaidhi Bhakti matures in the worship of Lord Gauranga, then he reveals his alternate feature as Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. That's the Raganuga developing from the Vaidhi Bhakti. So while Krishna was in Dwarka and Rukmini was wondering why his heart is always in Vrindavan, and the answer was revealed very elaborately in the Lakshmi Vijaya festival after Jagannath goes to Gundicha, after assuring Lakshmi he would be back the next day, and when he doesn't return, she becomes angry. She emerges from the temple, Jagannath's temple, and Lord Gauranga and Swarup Damodar were observing this drama of Lakshmi Vijaya. And Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar, why is she so angry? And Swarup Damodar explains, it is the nature of a girl inflicted with love to become angry, feeling neglected by her lover. And then Srivas Thakur entered the conversation and challenged Swarup Damodar, or Swarup Damodar and Lord Gauranga, that how is it that Lakshmi Devi, how is it that Krishna could give up the opulence of the goddess of fortune in all Vaikuntha, and in preference to some flowers and peacock feathers, go to Vrindavan? And Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur, the mood of Narada Muni is becoming prominent in you. Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He doesn't know about opulence. And Swarup Damodar replied that, my dear Srivas, do you know the kind of opulence of Vrindavan that attracted Krishna to go there, to stay there? In Vrindavan, all the cows are kamadenas, all the trees are kalpaviksha, every speck of dust is chintamani, meaning that they all can fulfill anyone's desire. And yet, Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan desire only love. And therefore, Krishna can't leave Vrindavan, except in his expansion as Lord Narayan. And then Sri Damodar repeated, in Vrindavan, all the cows are kamadhenus, trees are kalpavrikshas, dust is chintamani, which fulfills all desires. And Krishna's only desire is love. The devotee's only desire is loving reciprocation. And that is fulfilled most completely in the four mellows of Vrindavan, which are not attainable through Vaidhi Bhakti. In Vaidhi Bhakti, we worship Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu in Dasya Ras, and there is no higher mellow available. Because Lord Gauranga is Krishna, worshipping him in Vaidhi Bhakti is proper and will take us to Vaikuntha. Because there is no other higher goal in Vaidhi Bhakti. The secret is when the Lord comes as he is combined with Srimati Radharani, and worshipping Lord Gauranga as Narayan in Vaidhi Bhakti in Dasi Ras, by the Yuga Dharma of Nam Sankirtan, we are simultaneously following the resident of Vrindavan who all those Ragatma Bhaktas are pursuing, Srimati Radharani. So within the Vaidhi Bhakti given by the six Goswamis is the seed of Raganuga, and that develops and matures and blossoms in time by our faithful practice. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has summarized in his typical, very simple, poetic, condensed verses how the direction to prema as the ultimate goal of life, this is Braja prema. The meaning of pure love of Krishna, all of which no one had previously understood. The nectar-sweet mellows of Vrindavan, who no one was able to enter, and the splendor of the most astonishing peak on the whole range of spiritual affection, Sri Radha, who no one was previously able to approach. All these things and so much more have become available by Lord Chaitanya's grace in the process of Nam Sankirtan. So once again, Krishna revealed his Brajlila and then disappeared. And he was contemplating afterwards that hearing of my Brajlila, the world will naturally worship me in Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi, the rules and regulations of the scriptures, are essential in the worship of Krishna. Otherwise, even if our sentiments are very sincere, they will simply create a disturbance to the Lord, to society, to oneself. Therefore, Vaidhi Bhakti is essential. And Krishna was thinking, the world will worship me in Vaidhi Bhakti because of my Brajlila, by which they will attain Vaikuntha, in which Braj Bhakti is not accessible. So I will come again and reveal such pastimes which are unheard of even in Vaikuntha, pastimes by which even I am amazed. So Lord Gauranga came for his own purposes, internal reasons, desiring to understand the glory of Srimati Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him which she alone can fully cherish through her love, and the sublime happiness she feels when she tastes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Satyadevi like the moon arising from the ocean. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, we worship him in Vaidhi Bhakti. And because Lord Chaitanya is also Radha, by Nam Sankirtan, we are cultivating the seed of Raganuga. And when that Vaidhi Bhakti matures, when it blossoms, then, as Lord Nityananda explained and Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati echoed, when a sincere devotee matures in Vaidhi Bhakti, in the worship of Lord Gauranga, then the golden ocean of nectar from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet floods his heart with ecstasy. That means our Vaidhi transitions into Raganuga because of the fact that Lord Gauranga is Krishna combined with Srimati Radharani in worshipping him in Vaidhi Bhakti in Dasi Ras. We are simultaneously cultivating the seed of Raganuga Bhakti, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, which is the only means of entrance into Vrindavan. So serving and worshipping Lord Chaitanya by Sankirtan means simultaneously following in the footsteps of the Brijavasis. And we do not have to know what specific Brijavasi's mood resonates with our own heart's desire, by whom following we will enter Vrindavan, because all the Brijavasis who are Ragatmaka Bhaktas, Premi Bhaktis, are all following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. So once again, why did Lord Gauranga assume the mood of Srimati Radharani? To fulfill his own desires, from which his external desire was fulfilled as a mere consequence. That being that he wanted to propagate Raganuga in the four mellows of Vrindavan. So the Lord returned as Mahaprabhu to inaugurate that exceptional Yuga Dharma and make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of Vrindavan. Lord Krishna was reflecting, I will accept the role of a devotee and teach bhakti by practicing it myself. So, what is that Vaidhi from Srimad Bhagavatam for the seed of Raganuga contained within the Vaidhi Bhakti of worshipping the Lord as Mahaprabhu? Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sangopanga Saparsadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Jantihi Samedasaha. In the Kali Yuga, those who have Sumedasaha, which means very fine, very subtle intelligence, they will worship the Yuga Avatar, who is Krishna Varnam. He's always chanting the names of Krishna, and he is Akrishnam. Even though he's Krishna, His luster is Akrishna, which means Gaura. He will inundate the world with a very special yajna. Yajnai sankirtanam prayer yajanti hi samedasan. Usually we think of yajna as placing our offering in the fire. Sankirtan yajna means your ego is purified with the fire of Sankirtan and the mellows of Vrindavan. Srila Rao Tamdas Thakur, who was the personified ecstasy of Lord Nityananda, emphasizes in his songs that the grace of Lord Nityananda is essential for effective access to Radha and Krishna and admittance into the Rasa Lila. Because Lord Chaitanya is the property of Lord Nityananda, as he expressed when he met Raghunath Panihati offering obeisances from a distance, and Lord Nityananda's assistant pointed out, there's Raghunath. And Lord Chaitanya called to him, Raghunath, you are a thief. Meaning that he tried to attain someone else's property, meaning Lord Gauranga, without going through Lord Nityananda. And prerequisite to the mercy of Lord Nityananda is the shelter of devotees. So, after completing their 9-day Navadvipa Dham Parikrama, Lord Nityananda asked Jiva Goswami, so now you'll be going to Vrindavan, and Jiva Goswami said that you've explained that Navadvipa and Vrindavan are non-different. So why should I bother going to Vrindavan at all? And Lord Nityananda revealed that there's no difference. Goloka Vrindavan, Navadvipa Dham. And yet Navadvipa is essential for the approach to Vrindavan because as long as there are offenses within the heart, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, Krishna Prem will hide as long as offenses endure within our hearts. And therefore, Navadvipa Dham, meaning the mercy of Lord Gauranga, is essential in the approach to Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. One who is qualified from Madhurya Ras worships Lord Gauranga and as Radha and Krishna have combined in his form, when the worship of Lord Gauranga in Dasya Ras reaches full maturity in the heart of the devotee, then one's worship of Gaurhari qualifies to him to worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And Lord Gauranga then drowns the devotee in the nectar of Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes, which the devotee enters as he attains Vrindavan. So once again, we cannot approach Radha and Krishna but through the grace of Nitya and Gaur, who we cannot approach but through the grace of Srila Prabhupada, who we cannot approach but through the grace of devotees. So we worship the Yuga Avatar as Mahaprabhu in Dasya Ras, because he is Krishna himself. And when we worship the Lord as a devotee, we are cultivating the seed of Raghunuga Bhakti within that Vaidhi, which as it matures, Mahaprabhu of Nadia reveals his alternate feature of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, which means he takes the devotee to Vrindavan. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful description. You transported us to another realm. We have a few questions here. So here we have a question from Jason Walker. And he's mentioning, please help my understanding. I thought that the inhabitants of Vrindavan, although engaged in farm work, were very opulent and wealthy. How does that exclude Lakshmi? Except that as a queen, she is the object of worship.
That was the subject of that discussion between Srivasta Kura and Narada Muni. How can the Lord leave the goddess of fortune and all the opulences of Vrindavan in preference for a few leaves and peacock feathers found in the garden of Srimati Radharani? How can he do such things? And Sri Damodar explains that superior to the opulence of Vrindavan, to the opulence of Vaikuntha, including Dwarka, is the opulence of Vrindavan. Because the trees are Kalpavrikshas, the cows are Kamadhenus, and the dust is Chintamani, all of which fulfill all desires. The supreme opulence is pure love for Krishna. That gives Krishna the most pleasure and gives the devotees the most satisfaction. That is the opulence of Vrindavan. And it is not that the opulence of Vaikuntha and Dwarka is absent in Vrindavan. Its source is Vrindavan. Opulence reaches its pinnacle in Vrindavan. The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is a reflection of the opulence of Vrindavan. But the opulence of Vrindavan is eclipsed by the sweetness of love. And so it's not usually manifest in the way it is in Vaikuntha or Dwarka. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati has also written, Aishwarya Kadambani, revealing the glories of Vrindavan from another dimension. He explains that the sprawling city of Nandagram, which draws water from the mountains coming in through vast aqueducts and is surrounded by a formidable wall, when the gates open and Krishna and Balaram ride on chariots pulled by magnificent steeds into the forest to reciprocate with the sadhus who are serving them there, we see descriptions not found in Krishna book, which means that the opulences of Dwarka and Vaikuntha are not absent in Vrindavan. They're a reflection, an expansion of the supreme opulence of Vrindavan, which is normally eclipsed by loving sentiments, because just like Mother Jashoda, when she heard that Krishna was eating dirt and she looked into his mouth and saw all of creation, and her natural maternal instinct was crippled in realizing that either he's God or he's some highly empowered agent of God. And then she told Krishna, just close your mouth. Whenever that Aishwarya appears, which it does from time to time, and Krishna will not allow it for long, because it cripples the love, it distances the affection. But the love in Vrindavan is spontaneous. And that spontaneity, that Raganuga, is only achieved by following in the footsteps of Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan. And Lakshmi Devi could not relinquish her conception of being the goddess of fortune. She could not conceive of following in the footsteps of cowherd girls. So she was never able to enter Vrindavan except as the Sri Vatsa on the chest of the Lord. She was not able to enter into his heart, where the gopi's love pleases Krishna in the most satisfying manner. So once again, the opulence of Dwarka is not absent in Vrindavan, its source is Vrindavan. But it is eclipsed by the sweetness of loving pastimes. And anyone can have any wish fulfilled in Vrindavan because of the Kalpavrikshas, the Kamadhenus, Chintamani Dham. In Vrindavan, both Krishna and the devotees desire only love. And that's why Krishna left Lakshmi, in the sense that Jagannath left Lakshmi in the temple when he went to Gundicha to experience the mellows of the love of Vrindavan, which Lakshmi cannot enter. Does that answer the question at all?
So beautiful, Vihara. Thank you so much. Yeah, we have a question from Shankarananda Prabhu. And he's asking, how will it ever be possible for us to attain this love of Raja with so much polluted consciousness of competing with God by sense gratification?
By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, as personified in Srila Prabhupada. Our competition with God since time immemorial, in our attempts to be the enjoyer, the controller, the proprietor, have never produced any satisfaction within the heart. Because beneath all other desires is our deepest yearning to love and be loved in exchange, in return, in reciprocation. And by worshipping Lord Gauranga in the association of devotees in Nam Sankirtan, we reawaken to that satisfaction within the heart in serving devotees, in serving the Lord. And that satisfaction we've been running after since time immemorial through endeavors and sense gratification, which has produced only frustration, misery, and suffering. That satisfaction we all yearn for in loving exchange is found in serving the devotees. Because that invokes the pleasure of Krishna. And when he's satisfied, we are as well, because we're part and parcel of him. There is no satisfaction in sense gratification. But how can we know that until we experience the higher taste in the nectar of devotion? And once we experience that, our attraction to sense gratification is doomed and will eventually become totally purified by the rasas of Vrindavan flowing in the process of Nam Sankirtan. And then we find that our highest desire is not to be the proprietor, controller, or enjoyer. The highest satisfaction is found in service.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you so much.
We have a few more questions here. We have Rashmi, and she's asking, could you please explain in what mood we should worship Radha Krishna deities that Srila Prabhupada established worldwide? I think
that's
you touched on it.
And thank you very much. Two things. One is that when we are serving as pujari to the deity, we should never think that I'm serving the deity. We should always think that my spiritual master is serving the deity, and he's granting me access as servant of the servant of the servant. So Srila Prabhupada said that we're actually worshipping Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, which means opulence, which means reverence, which all the time knowing that within the Vaidhi, which is the rules and regulations for worship, in the Pancharatrika Vidhi is the rules and regulations for deity worship based on serving Lakshmi Narayan. And yet, because our worship of Lord Gauranga through Nam Sankirtan contains within it the seed of Raganuga, which blossoms in time, as we are serving Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, meaning reverential, with opulence, awe, and veneration, simultaneously within our hearts, that sweet essence of Braj Bhakti found in following the footsteps of the Brijabasis, which for us practically means following in the footsteps of the previous Acharyas, we will experience gradually as we serve Radha and Krishna as Lakshmi Narayan in awe and veneration with all opulence, that gradually the sweetness of Vrindavan will flood our hearts, at which we continue to strictly follow the Vaidhi Bhakti, the rules and regulations of serving Lakshmi Narayan, while simultaneously relishing the sweet essence of pure love found only in Vrindavan, and gradually blossoming within our hearts through worshipping Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu in Dasi Ras, according to Vaidhi Bhakti. As our service matures, the golden luster of Srimati's feet floods our hearts and takes us to Vrindavan. And we will experience that gradually developing as we are strict and dedicated in our process of Vaidhi Bhakti, with emphasis on Nam Sankirtan, worshipping the Lord as Mahaprabhu, until he reveals his alternate feature as Radha and Krishna Vrindavan and takes us there. Our time is up.
Yes, Maharaj, we can take one last question, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
We're hoping this doesn't end, but it is just the beginning of having you more and more often here on the GBC SPT platform. Soumya here is asking, if Dasya Rasa is the way to serve Lord Gauranga, and devotion and love is the requirement to do, we need to focus on following the Vedic way, as you mentioned?
We have to focus on Vaidhi Bhakti while knowing that within that Vaidhi is the seed of Raghunuga, which will fructify in time as the pure love of Vrindavan, which is accessible only through worshipping Mahaprabhu and Dasya Ras until he reveals his alternate feature as Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, and thereby takes us there.
Beautiful, Maharaj. We've been flooded with a lot of appreciation, comments, obeisances, and gratitude from devotees all over the world, thanking you for your time and your deep, profound insights. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for joining us on this platform. And like you truly mentioned, Vrindavan's opulence is, you know, it has wish-fulfilling trees. And I see that New Vrindavan's opulence is desire trees like you that are residents over there. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for this wonderful presentation, reflection, and helping us set the mood towards Sri Gaurpurnim Festival. Thank you so much to our viewers for your active participation, your comments and appreciation. Please continue to join us. We have an amazing line of speakers upcoming for the next couple of weeks up until Gaurpurnim. So take a moment to subscribe to our website, which is gbcspt.com. And, you know, if you subscribe to the website, you get our mail. You'll be registered to receive a newsletter, and you will receive all the upcoming updates. Also, share this video and like the Facebook page, YouTube channel. And thank you so much for all your support. So thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you so much to all our viewers.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.